Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know about it. It's cold water and soap and over your knuckle friction. You can clean a pair of underwear. You can clean pants. I was not able to clean those pants.
Oh, okay.
It was my first time. I did not know.
Oh, so those were sacrificed.
You know, I feel like I've been on the air here. I've been on the air with you for 30 years, pushing 30 years. I don't think I've ever told that story.
I don't know. Let's see.
Maybe I have.
I've never heard it.
Would you have remembered it, though? You block everything out. You don't even want anyone peeing in them. You don't want to hear anybody peeing.
Yeah, I don't like to hear
you. Run the water, lady. I don't want to hear you peeing in there.
I'm 51, and I still don't understand what tampons do.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
That is my favorite thing you've ever said. Go on.
Yes, I have. 650 says, yes, I have a spare pair of panties, but I keep it with my space outfit in my trunk.
Oh,
spare outfit. Sorry, it's not spare. I need my readers.
But some people do trunk. Have a preparedness kit.
Yeah.
That is true. And
still
around here, a lot of us do.
All over me at work and no spare, so I keep spare always now.
Well, it speaks to your preparedness if you are one of these people. To me, I'm like, I don't have that. I'll just have to go commando. So if I have pants, you know?
Yeah, if I had, I would absolutely just go commando.
I don't like that, but I could do that.
I mean, just to get home, you know. Didn't Vin used to keep an extra pair of underwear with him on the antenna of his Datsun B210?
Oh, yeah.
That was Darcy's underwear, though, and that was me trying to show off that I, you know, now now I do stuff with girls.
Oh, my God.
I found a girl that will let me do stuff.
Oh, my God.
Here's her underpants. She loves it.
I've never heard what?
Loser.
Solid. This is solid boy behavior. Yes,
and they were cheetah print, too.
Of course they were.
Of course.
Obviously.
Oh, my gosh.
I've heard the Sarah story before. Bless that girl that helped her.
So I have told it then.
I don't remember it, but I do think that's incredible.
It's a good story, just because it had, like, every girl. And, you know, we don't talk about periods, and we, you know, it's just not, I think we just should. Like, every woman has gone through this, has had that horrible, like, that sinking moment where you go, oh, no. I feel you. Feel me, too.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Robert De Niro may have inadvertently turned us on to the internet's most annoying person. Just an opinion. My opinion.
We want listeners.
We do. We want listeners.
And winners.
And we want winners. So, Robert De Niro, he's got a bunch of kids.
Bobby D.
He has 7 children. He has a 53-year-old daughter named Drena.
My goodness.
A 48-year-old son named Raphael. That's with his ex-wife, Diane Abbott. Twin sons, Julian and Aaron, who are 29 years old. He shares those with Tukey Smith.
Okay.
A son named Elliot and a daughter named Helen Grace with his ex-wife, Grace Hightower. That's the only ex-wife I was really familiar with. He welcomed a new daughter in April of 2023. So this kid is pushing 2 years old, 20 Ooh. Months old.
And how old is he?
He is, oh boy, I'm sure it's right
he's
here.
Gotta
right
be.
He's gotta be. He's 81. There it is.
He's in his 80s.
He is 81.
And he made a baby.
He has a girlfriend named Tiffany Chen. And they had a little baby named Gia. And she's adorable. You know, just a little baby. She couldn't be cuter. And he is her great-great-great-grandfather. It's unbelievable. So
81.
He was one. I know. Well, in his defense, he was only 79 when he had the kid.
Right,
I
mean, right. You know, you're right.
No, I mean, I think 70s. That if you've got enough money
yeah.
to cover that kid's needs for...
The
it does suck,
life.
Though, that, you know, that kid's going to experience the loss of a parent far younger than they should have to.
Well, at 81, it's possible that that kid won't even remember him. That's kind of sad to
yeah.
me, you know, mm-hmm. like she might, maybe he makes it to 90 even. So she's like, yeah, you know, now she's later in life. She's like, yeah.
She'll never know the guy that was in Taxi Driver unless she watches Taxi Driver.
Which
though.
Hopefully she would, right? Like that's certainly a legacy that he.
Absolutely.
But it is a late time in life to have a kid. And you are correct.
No,
you
he'll be elderly when that
he'll
kid
never
has,
walk her down the aisle.
Right. Right.
He won't have all life's moments with her. Well, he's got a 50. He has a daughter who's older than Maddie. Like, he's got lots and lots of kids.
Yeah.
And she's a 20-month-old, this new one. So, and she's adorable. So he is hanging with her all the time. Because he's 81. What's he going to do? He's just like, yeah, I don't want to.
You start life as a baby, end life, kind of.
Yeah. Well, he loves being a dad, apparently. Yeah. And I guess you'd have to. You get to seven kids, you're like, yeah, I'm into this. So he opened up about mornings that he spends with his 20-month-old. He did an interview with the Sunday Times that came out. Actually came out on Saturday, but it was with the Sunday Times. He says, I'm an early riser, and I spend my mornings watching Ms. Rachel with this daughter of mine. Are you familiar with Ms. Rachel? MS Rachel. Well... So I went, all right, I'll bite. I click on Ms. Rachel. And here is...
Hi.
Ms. Rachel.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you say mama? Mama.
Now, I'm going to stop you right there.
Mama.
So this person is... what a nice lady.
So she's doing a newborn thing, though. This is for very young children.
Very, very young.
The equivalent. Now, this is YouTube I'm looking at. Is that
yes.
correct? So just to mention this, for anyone who's out there, I don't know Miss Rachel, but I did watch something called Baby First. And it's on your TV. It's not YouTube, but it was great. They do little skits with little characters and they do.
Well, you keep it simple.
Colors.
You keep
and
it simple
it's,
for
right,
the toddlers.
Right.
So these are things for toddlers. My issue with her is I just don't like her face. I would never sit my kid
Miss
in front
Rachel
of sorry
looks
about it,
like
Ms. Rachel.
Delight.
No, she's like she looks. It's fake. You see the whole thing where she's looking at your kid with her weird eyes and her face. I'm like, I'll take care of the mama dada stuff. I'm not. This lady's not in charge of my kid.
Let's hear a little more of
All
Ms.
Right,
Rachel.
Let's hear a little more.
Let's sing it, mama. Let's clap it, mama. Let's sign it, mama. Good job.
There's nothing wrong with this lady. She's
no,
fine.
It's awful. It's just
I love
like,
her.
I can't stand it.
Mama. Can you say dada?
I can.
Dada.
I've had enough of this. I just.
But like, she teaches them to sign. I love that. I love
you
her.
You know what? There are other places to learn that. So I'm just, here's my feeling. Don't show your kids this.
Stop.
You know what,
it.
De Niro? Just interact with your own kid. Just go, mama. Try it again, kid. Mama. Mama.
You talking to me?
13 million subscribers. Like, I wonder what this lady's. Can you look up what Ms. Rachel's. What did she earn last year on YouTube? It's crazy. It's just awful. Oh.
Good for her.
No, it's great for her.
She probably took a child development course in college.
Oh, no, she's a teacher.
Oh, there
a
you
real
go.
Teacher.
A teacher.
Yeah.
And now she's
Chico!
Just puts, well, you know, I mean, turning her, you know, time at, in college into a fortune, probably.
Her net worth is estimated to be between $10 and $30 million. Mm-hmm. She's close to Tom Holland Zendaya money there. Mm-hmm.
What do you say? 10 to 30?
10 to 30.
She's richer than them. Didn't you say he was 25 mil?
25.
Yeah.
I'm going with this. She's a $30 million. Because this is what we're doing. We're parking our kids in front of this lady. Oh, wait. Be this lady. What? This is just...
Well, look. Here's what I will say. I don't know what Bobby D's deal is on a daily basis. It sounds like...
Knows.
But he probably, these videos probably follow a progress or a progression that you can, as a parent, sort of plug into. Like, let's go to the next thing. Now we know how to sign mama and daddy, and now we go to... I don't mind it. I needed help. Baby First is what we used, but I think it's cool.
All right. You know what?
I think you don't like it because she wears suspenders.
Oh, I don't mind that. That's like a overalls. I like overalls. Huh. But I don't like... Here's what I don't like about it. I feel like this chick is going to finish this video, and she's going to rip that dumb headband off. And she's going to go to the bar. Like, that's who this lady is.
So what?
Da-da.
No way.
Yeah,
let's
she is.
Sing it.
And she's going to badmouth the kids that watch her videos. She's going to be laughing and drinking her money.
You're so broken.
I know.
Yeah, why not? What's the matter with that?
I had a visceral reaction to this. It's more like, I can't take it.
Then this morning, she was like, this is the worst thing on YouTube.
By the way.
Please pull this up.
This one video, the Mama Dada thing, 1.1 billion views.
I'm telling you, parents need help trying to, like, it's you just don't know what you've done and where you're supposed to go next. Not everybody knows, like, child development, and she's probably got, and nah, look,
she's
Blippi is as annoying as it gets, and I didn't know what Blippi was until Bryn was dressed as Blippi for Halloween, and I went, let me look at that. He's annoying, but the kids loved him.
Yeah. I don't know that kids should get everything that they love. I've took one look at Barney and went, you're not watching that anymore. Mm. We're going to find you something else to watch. And we, you know, and unfortunately, or fortunately for my kids, I couldn't give them an iPad because I'm sure I would have. I was a terrible mother. But I knew that this lady and Barney were bad for the kids. But, you know, that's my opinion. I don't have to have an opinion. And if I tell John this later, he'll be like, you don't have to. You can get rid
of
that opinion.
Oh, for 916 says, Sarah!
Don't try and talk me into this lady. I don't like it.
Ms. Rachel is huge with kids, and she has toys at Target that sell out.
Oh, my God. No wonder she has $30 million. Good for her. Great. Congratulations, Ms. Rachel. You got it all figured
out. Ms. Rachel, annoying, but is huge. I see her product. Oh, there's another one. I see her products at Target. She's really outspoken about human rights, which is awesome.
Oh, don't tell me what's good about her. I want to hate her.
Maybe YouTube shouldn't be the one teaching your baby how to say mama. Why are we even talking about putting babies in front of screens?
Because that's what is happening. So at least put them in front of a screen that doesn't have that lady on it. Jesus. Very judgy.
I love Miss Rachel.
Don't
says
love 925. Her. Stop loving her.
You're bitter, Sarah.
What? About what?
LOL.
Because you know what? I am bitter because she's got $30 million. Bitter about that. Okay, next story. I'm done talking about this lady. Plus, everyone's going to go check her out now. Don't do it.
Yeah, she just got her way more followers.
God, what's wrong with you? Oh, my God. Maddie. Turn that off.
Clap it.
You know I have a button here for
Ms.
You.
Rachel is huge. My 1.5-year-old son is obsessed. She came out with toys and he has a talking Ms. Rachel doll he loves and hugs. It's like the new Elmo.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, well, she has videos with Elmo.
How do you know that?
Because I dove in deep after we got into it this morning.
Maddie just was like, she could be my mommy. Yeah. You know? Looking at her, and he's like, mommy.
No, let's meet her in real life.
Ms. Rachel.
I don't like it. But that's just how I feel.
If she comes in here, you might be able to charm her. You never know. Yeah, hey, you know, now that we're done with the show, let's go get some breakfast, Ms. Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, like
you, and you can be in one of her videos.
No thanks. You're saying you want him to hit it off with Miss Rachel.
Make time with Miss Rachel.
Right? I would. I would make time with Miss Rachel.
I don't know, man. She looks like she hits the bar a lot. You guys can't go.
Dad, stop with that. That's not true at all.
Yes, it is.
And look at Maddie's looking at her very hungry.
He, I know. Like big wide smile.
Just wants to kiss that face.
I like it. Yeah. She looks cute. And I like that.
Okay, we're going to talk about donkeys now. We're done with her. Take that off. Get that off.
Hi, Perry.
Talk about a donkey. Right. Yeah, so donkeys have become a thing on this show. I'm going to look for donkey stories. We got Dominic the donkey, the Christmas donkey.
You got it. Giant
Christmas donkey.
Yeah.
And then yesterday we found out that the Shrek donkey character was based on a Palo Alto donkey named Perry, who passed. Rest in peace, Perry. And it's today I got a story about Jelly Roll and his donkey. He got a donkey, right, and he couldn't be happier. He loves his donkey. Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO, these are people who have a bunch of money now, and they are living their dreams. You know what he wants? A farm. He was like, I bought a farm, and I'm going to be a farmer. And this is what I want, a farm. So you have to go get some animals for your farm. So the other day, Bunny XO goes, they were supposed to go get a miniature cow. Now, I thought to myself, what is the purpose of a miniature cow? But really, what's the purpose of a miniature anything? Great. I guess it's a cow you can always wrangle. It'll never be too big for you to wrangle it. These cows, they're furry. They look like they're like different colors.
Cows are neat.
You haven't spent a lot of time with cows, have you?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Cows can lick into their own, and do constantly lick into their own nostrils. They also stink.
Look.
They're dormant. They stand around in mud and muck all day.
I drive the coast home almost every day. And the farms along the coast that have the cows out there grazing.
Looks great.
They look beautiful. They look happy. Mm-hmm. They look. And I think badly about myself when I think I've eaten your friends and I'm sad about it.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't eat your friends ever.
Well, their whole thing is, you know, we're making more of us for you to eat.
Yeah. Get to know a cow and you'll be no problem eating them.
Yeah. But they're dumb. They're just dumb animals. They're very sweet. They're not mean. Well, I think bulls are, maybe. You know, some bulls are mean. See, but they, in their defense, someone's sticking them with something. You know, there's a matador poking at them.
Right.
Oh, I've had female cows come at me.
Is that so?
Yeah.
It's because you're so hot.
Yeah, that's right. I'm standing out in the field and they're like, oh, yeah, let's get some of that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, Bessie, I saw him first. So, anyway, Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny XO, they're filling out their farm. So the other day, Bunny's like, I'm getting one of these miniature cows. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I'm picturing, you know, the black and white cow that you see everywhere. No, these are like, they're kind of fuzzy and they've got horns, like good sized horns.
Mm.
Did I share this with you?
I didn't get the cow picture.
I shared this with you. So you do have it. It's if you click on the, click that one link there. So she's supposed to get this one miniature cow. And she shows up at home. She's got three of them because she was like, I couldn't decide. Here's all my little miniature cows that I got. Their names are Brownie, S'mores, and Crunch.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, and they're very handsome mini cows. All right, so here we go. This is, look at those three little dolls. She got a black one, like a tan one, a black and tan, and a white one.
Yeah, I like them.
Yeah, they're very cute. Very cute little cows. I don't know if they're babies, but they do say they're miniature, so maybe they're full grown. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's for the same thing about, I guess some people are like miniature horse enthusiasts.
You know, I know he's made a ton of money now and he's probably got the option to have a staff and people that will take care of this stuff. Whenever I think of getting animals, I think of the amount of care that you put into having animals.
Yes.
And every day, it's daily, no joke.
Right. So like the last thing on my list of to-dos, especially if I hit the lottery and like he has, would be to get a farm and get more chores.
Yeah.
That would be the last on my list. I just wouldn't do it.
I guess he didn't grow up on a farm because, you know, he's, well, here's the other thing. Hands. Farm hands. You know, you hire a couple people, You let them be caretakers. I'm sure Bunny XO in that outfit, she's not doing a lot on that farm. She just wants to visit her little cows.
That's what I'm saying is I wouldn't.
They want to be the lord and lady of the manor.
Okay.
And all the, there's cow wranglers out there. They're going to get themselves a real life cowboy. They're going to get some horses. I'm sure they'll have chickens, goats, but they're also getting a donkey. So apparently Jelly was feeling jelly roll. Are these tattoos?
They're horrible.
What's this on my face? Anyway, Jelly Roll was feeling left out because everybody got a farm animal except for him.
Mm.
So the next day, he treated himself to his very own donkey.
Want to hear his excitement?
Sure. I didn't even know he had his excitement. Please,
yeah, I'll
please
play some audio from him getting his donkey.
You future donkey, I loved you from day one. There's no way he's standing up right now.
He's standing up, baby.
No, I'm telling you, he's laying down.
No, he's standing up.
That donkey's not that small.
He's that small. He's a mini donkey.
Oh, this is the best donkey ever. Oh, my God, he's standing up. What's up, donkey? Donkey.
Yeah, this is donkey, the fun donkey. Part. But then the care, daily yeah. care and feeding of animals.
And smelling of them.
Dude.
So it's a mini donkey. So it was so small that he thought it was laying down. But no, it just has tiny little mini donkey legs.
Mm.
Is there any pictures of the mini donkey?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Let's see the mini donkey.
I'm having an issue with my thing here.
So he treats himself to his... treats himself to a donkey, a round of donkey. Live, though, not the sausage variety.
Oh, here you go.
There we go. Tiny little donkey. Jelly's just so tall, it looked like the donkey was laying down. That doesn't even look like a mini donkey. That's like a regular donkey.
Oh, no, look at it there. Oh, so cute. Look at it.
He looks good.
Oh, my God. He's a cute little trotting donkey.
The donkey's cute, but actually, Jelly Roll looks like he may have lost a few. Looking pretty good.
Oh, I didn't even look. Well, isn't that his goal? He wants to be on Men's Health or Men's Fitness. Boy, he still has those tattoos, though. He seems like such a great guy. Now, I'm going to let my kids watch the Jelly Roll videos. Can you say dada? Can you say stepdada? Can you say mama? Mama. I'm just assuming those are things he says.
So hostile, really, honestly. What is your deal? People need help. A lot of people have written in and saying, you shouldn't show your kid any screen. Listen, I get it. You're a great parent. Maybe the best of all time. Some of us are like, I need help. How do I entertain this thing?
There's plenty of help out there. There's Blippi. There's anything except for Barney and this lady. Get this lady out of there. I just feel her.
Ms. Rachel's been around for years. She's very popular for all babies, all the way through toddlers.
Mm. Well, enjoy. I'm just telling you my opinion on it, which, by the way, is based on 30 seconds of that video. I was like, oh, God.
Someone else says that Ms. Rachel has a child on the spectrum, and there was nothing out there that could help her.
Quit making me feel for this lady.
Make you understand she's a nice lady trying to help people who need it.
I don't want to hear that. They've named the pet donkey. Back to the donkey, which is the thing I really wanted to talk about. His name is Grizz. So this means that Jelly Roll is officially in his farm era. They have some livestock now. And so congrats to Jelly Roll and Bunny XO, who I think didn't he say he was losing weight so that they can try and get pregnant? I thought that was like one of the motivating factors for him, was they want to have a kid.
I'm not sure. Oh, 415 says, Maddie, have you ever eaten donkey?
No.
Oh,
no.
You draw the line at donkey.
He
doesn't draw that line. I'm telling you right now, if I had donkey sausage, he'd be like, I will treat myself donkey sausage.
I would try donkey sausage.
Yeah, he doesn't have a line.
It's not
widely available. You don't have like commercial donkey processing plants.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says you might want to get frequent heart palpitations checked out, but don't freak out right away.
Everybody has skipped beats, whether it's the top or the bottom part of the heart. No one is regular 24/7. What they mean prognostically depends on the patient. A young, healthy patient with a normal heart has some skip beats, premature ventricular contractions that they feel. Significance, very little. Bothersome, we may try to help them out. A different patient that has had open heart surgery, has had heart attacks, their scar, those skip beats may carry a very different significance. They might be at risk or worse problems, then we have to evaluate that.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
My horse.
Don't talk about horses. Okay, I'm done.
That was fun, though. What does that mean?
I'm done with this break. It's over. The break is over. I'm not done with anything else.
Here's a text. Dudes, Marty is right.
Who's Marty?
He is.
Oh, man.
Spell correct. Oh, Bob, Marty, anything you want to call him.
Ms. Rachel would be hot with a little hoary makeup.
Okay. Jesus.
And now we think we welcome into studio, and he may have been listening to us try and work out our technical difficulties or not, or he's there or he's not. Is he there? Is it Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area to report on this Consumer Electronics Show? Good morning, yes. Scott. Oh, he's there.
Hooray.
Yes.
Scott is there.
Could you hear us that whole time?
I could. I was saying, hey, I'm here, and I...
There's something going on. I don't know how to work the kids. Look, I'm learning things. I'm going to...
The magic of radio.
Yeah, I'm going to find out how the cue speaker works in here. I really thought I had a handle on it, but it turns out
okay,
no.
Now that I know you're there, let me try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome in Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He usually is the tech guy, and the Consumer Electronics Show, I believe, is on day two, Scott. Is that right?
It is absolutely right. We're just about to start day two.
Okay.
And we're already seeing all the crazy technology that will ideally be on your face, in your living room, in your car, in like 5 to 10 years. And it's always fascinating. Like 70, 80% of it just, we never see it again. But every once in a while, something comes out of this and it's like, oh yeah, this is now the scale of the future, or the robot vacuum cleaner, or our weird car. And we're seeing a lot of that this year. It's really interesting to know people, after all this talk of inflation, still think, hey, we want to spend money on tech. And I love it. It just means people are still starting these companies and still spending money and still using creativity and coming up with these crazy, bizarre gadgets that someday we'll use. Maybe.
So one of the things, and I look forward to you telling us some of that stuff. One of the things I saw, which I use a wireless keyboard right here in studio, and you've got to charge that thing.
Yes.
Or it will go out on you.
Yes, it will. At a very inopportune time. Always. It's always when you need it the most.
Lenovo has introduced the self-charging Bluetooth keyboard.
Oh.
So I guess this is some kind of solar...
Or maybe it's just like the keystroke energy that you put in charges the thing up.
It's got a little light collecting panel that sits at the top of the keyboard and absorbs whatever light is around it and stores it away to keep that thing running. That's one of those inventions that may not change the world, but it's going to get used. People will go, oh, I need that.
Yes. Wouldn't you love, I'm always like, I'm checking the level of the battery on my wireless mouse and my wireless keyboard. I'm like, I better leave that charged up overnight, because you don't want it to go out on you when you're in the middle of something.
No, you don't. So is there anything useful that you've seen where you go, oh, this is making it?
Yeah, and actually that's a perfect example of something small enough where if it gets some light, and it can take light from anywhere, it's Bluetooth, so it's all wireless. You take it anywhere you go, and it's going to have enough. We haven't figured out yet, and this is one of the things we've seen at CES this year, how to charge completely a phone or a full laptop computer, but the keyboard is small enough and takes just enough power where you can do that. And we're starting to see that also with small devices like smart glasses. And this, I think, is going to be the next, you know, we talked about how Apple had that big headset and we've seen these Oculus headsets. Mm-hmm. They haven't sold. I just don't know if we're ready to have, as humans, you know, giant clunky things on our head. But these smart glasses are essentially Ray-Bans, right? And they come now with chargers. They come now, you know, they charge themselves. They give you the opportunity to talk on the phone. They talk, you know, they'll play your music. They'll do some AI sensing to tell you what's out there. It's kind of fascinating to think this is just all self-contained, much like your keyboard, Vin, with a pair of sunglasses. And, you know, they start around $300-$400. This is one of the hot things. It was one of the hot things this Christmas. And now all these companies are coming out with them. And, you know, another small thing, a robot vacuum cleaner. We've seen them before, the Roombas that roll around your house.
Yeah.
Now they're coming with sensors. So if they come up on, say, a sock or a stuffed animal or a piece of Lego, they now have robotic arms that come out of the middle, go over, grab the sock, and you can program it. If it's a sock, it'll know to put it in a laundry hamper that's in the same room.
What? Is that right? It picks up the room?
Yeah, oh, this is actually stuff being developed at Stanford, so it's local.
Thank you, Stanford.
And yeah, now you're starting to see these things. So it's a little roll, you know, a round thing that like your dog or cat finds cute. We've seen those for years. But now it stops in the middle of a sock or a napkin or something or a toy, and this little robotic arm comes up. It's so cool to watch. And they'll say, oh, this is AI, you know, sensing what's in front of it. But really, it's just sensors that are able to do this. And on another level, we saw a car. This is out of China, actually, a company that makes electric cars called BYD. It'll be rolling along. The sensor will tell it that it's coming up on a really big pothole. And it will actually make the car jump just a little bit to get... So
like a hydraulic?
Damage your cars. Yeah. So, but even with the cars, the tires will be off the ground very briefly so that they don't, because you know if you come across a pothole, your tire might be smashed, your wheel might get, you know, dented, whatever. This will actually make the car jump just a little bit to get over the pothole. And it's one of those things where we're starting to have devices.
God.
And I know this is good and scary.
I love this. That is so funny. Because you always try to set your wheel like all over the road trying to not hit all these potholes.
Oh,
and this one place out of my way home. I'm
here
like,
in the city, certainly after the winter, a few of those have opened up. The ones where you go into it. You go, gunk. And you feel it in a way that you think
new tires
I might
on the way.
Be pulling over now. Wow, that's radical.
That's incredible.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area real quick just to update you guys. So he's telling us about CES, all the latest hot consumer electronics from the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yeah, and just the idea that something as simple as a sensor in a vacuum is going to be a sensor in a car. One thing that we're starting to see that we just saw a little bit last year, and now they're all over the place, are see-through televisions, which I don't know how to describe it. I wish I could bring one into the studio to show you. It's television, but it's also see-through, and I have no idea why this is the next hot thing that people want. But if you put it in front of a window, you can make it so that you're, you know, not only watching your show, but you can also see the view. Or if you put it in the middle of the room, you see the rest of the room. I don't really know why these are so hot. I remember thinking this way about 3D TVs, like, this may be kind of neat, but it may just be a gimmick. But
is it a mass appeal thing?
Wait a second.
It is. It's mesmerizing
to see. Yeah. When you say this TV is see-through, you mean when the TV's off, you can see through the TV, and when it's on, like, I can actually see why that would be useful. In a place you've decorated and you've put all this money into this beautiful, I don't know,
whatever
coverings that you use, and now you put a giant 70-inch TV on, it's just a big black box.
Yep.
And when it's off, you still see this big black box. So is that what it is? You see through it when it's not on.
Right. Or, you know how when your TV is on but you're not watching a program, you see, you know, these screensavers, and now they've gotten super complex and beautiful.
Yes.
You can have that, but also see through that to your wall or your view or whatever. And so you're seeing, say, fish, you know, on your TV.
It's like you have an aquarium in your house.
Right. So I'm talking about, like, you see fish, and Sarah knows that means it's an aquarium. And so, right, you see through. I'm trying to make this as...
I'm so smart like that.
No. So Lenovo makes this. It's $60,000.
Oh,
right,
my God.
Now in the U.S.
Scott, can I ask you? I have a couple more questions about this see-through TV. Because all I'm picturing is my TV where it is right now. I have a see-through one there. Not only can I see the whatever's going on the wall behind it, the dust that's being collected, but the mount and the wires. And I'm assuming all of that is not part of this equation.
Right. I mean, the ones that we see obviously don't have dust, but they... they show really whatever's behind it. So actually, yeah. And remember, we're talking 4K picture here. So you probably want to put it somewhere where you're going to have a view in the background or maybe a piece of art or something. But it does is it gives you not only that cool screensaver. So I saw one where, like you say, it looks like an aquarium. One looks like you're looking up at the moon and the stars.
Oh.
But you can also see through to see whatever view you're doing. And it seems like most of the demos we see have it in front of a nice view if you have, you know, a view of something. But again, it's a transparent screen. And so you can watch TV, but also look through it. And again, it clearly screams gimmick to me. But at the same time, it is mesmerizing. And, you know, if you have $60,000.
Sure. And who doesn't?
70-inch TV.
You know, it reminds me of, like, I watch so much sci-fi, and they always have these little, like, handheld, they're like our phones, but they're a handheld device, and they're see-through, too. So if someone's on the opposite side of them, they can see, I don't know, their booty call for that. And I'm always thinking, like, what do we need see-through things for? I really feel like privacy is the thing I want on my devices. I don't want people being able to see, you know, that I'm on Pokemon all day. No, I'm reading a book. I'm doing my news feed over here.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The one thing that really you're not going to find at CES is privacy. Oh. Everything now is about how AI can instantly get trillions of, you know, bits of data and bring it right to you. So, you know, at the keynote, which was just Monday night, watching that was the CEO of NVIDIA. They're obviously a super hot company in AI right now. They have come up with a supercomputer It looks a bit like one of these mini computers from Apple or something that you would connect your screen to. This one, though, just, you know, it's so powerful, and they're really into gaming, too, so it makes the gaming faster. It's got AI to do all of your search instantly, and, you know, one thing we're really not seeing with this is privacy. It's data just on steroids that comes to us instantly.
Are we just going to give up on that? I mean, the privacy thing is so difficult.
It's, I think we are, because a lot of technology is focused on, it's not necessarily bought by young people, but it's focused on young people. And I must admit to, you know, whenever I'm trying something new, I'm thinking, well, gosh, I'm middle-aged, nobody cares about me. I will ask my, you know, college-age kids and say, what do you think of this? And that seems to be the trend. And as we know, young people that age, you know, privacy is not nearly the priority that it is for those of us that are older.
They got nudes all over the internet. Don't worry about privacy, kids. Just
don't say that to him.
Well, they just,
he doesn't want to hear that.
Not his kids, obviously.
Okay.
Right. Obviously not my kids.
Obviously
else,
not. Right. Yeah. Everybody else's kids, though. God.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. A couple things, Scott. First of all, I this is just a quick aside. Scott is, if you don't know, a spaceman of sorts. And he likes to look to the stars. Have you been seeing the planets? Talk about, like, views on steroids. One of those, is it Venus? I don't know, but you have, is that it?
And they were all in a line for a couple of days over vacation. We were looking at that. We have the Night Sky app.
Yeah, you know, I use that too, and I love that. And yeah, we've seen Venus. It's funny. I love looking at these, as you guys know. I'm not smart, and so I don't know what's going on. But it is amazing and humbling.
Fishing for compliments again.
Well, no. But Venus is up there. It's cool to see. You know, we've seen
so bright.
Yeah. And
gorgeous.
I think that lineup happens again kind of soon. But yeah, it's always fascinating to just look up there and see. And then, you know, take a telescope and see whatever we can see. But one fun thing I'll just say about putting that stuff on the internet is I get a lot of people who say, hey, I want to get my son or daughter a telescope, or they're interested in this. And that becomes something that they end up doing. And it's like, that is the coolest thing, to know people out there are, you know, stargazing with their kids or, you know, significant others or whatever, because it's a great bonding thing. It's a lot of fun.
We were driving around, I don't know when this was, a few days ago, and we're all, the whole family's in the car, and I look up and saw this, and I went, oh my God.
The little crescent moon.
That's the crescent, exactly. So I look up and I'm like, you guys, that's a planet. Hold on, my friend Scott Budman probably posted a still of it.
He didn't.
No. I didn't see one.
Oh, sorry.
Have you posted? Are you? You're not. You haven't yet, have you?
Well, to be honest, I'm a little slower this time of year because it's so incredibly cold outside.
Oh, it's great. We
might get 40. Feeble, but I should, because it is fascinating in the winter, just like it's fascinating when it's when it's not 38 degrees outside.
So. Sorry for
Shame
giving you the
me,
third degree about that. I did think of you, though, and went, oh, my God, he posts on Benetton. Okay, there's another thing I'm looking at, we've talked about this before. All of this technology often ends up being some kind of a health device. I'm looking at something called the Withings Omnia. Have you seen this thing? It's a health screening mirror.
That was actually on my list that I wrote down to talk to you guys about.
Tell us everything.
It's a giant mirror. So, full-length mirror. And you know how we're starting to get these devices that are normally just devices, but now they're smart devices. So our refrigerator will tell you, hey, you're out of milk or whatever. Oh. This is a full-length mirror, and you walk up to it, and it doesn't just full-length mirror you. It has stats that it will put, you know, that it will inlay over the mirror, and it will tell you your heart rate, it will tell you your weight, it will sense things like that. A lot of these biometric things have caught on, whether it's something you put on the wall and work out with, and it will tell you how your rate is going. Obviously, smartwatches do this to an extent. You know, even our phones can track us. We've got these apps that will tell us where we're going, you know, the Strava type things. And people really love the idea that data is coming to us. And now it can come to a full-length mirror, apparently, that can scan us. I would say these are not entirely proven yet, only because we have these kind of things. But it literally will scan you and then tell you, you know, some of the stats about you. Heart health, lung health, you know, insight into your weight. It can
You're standing on a platform, it looks like, right? So it's not just getting, like, it's not just looking at you. It's feeling you.
Right. And it actually does. The demo that we saw sort of shows that, you know, you have bare feet and it will sense things from your feet as well as looking at you in a full-length mirror.
Your feet are stinky. You have to wash your feet better.
Would that be the takeaway? I hesitate to talk about whether these things are real or not because I'm not a doctor and I have no idea. It's neat to see this stuff. And, you know, telemedicine where, like, you can be on, say, a phone or a tablet and have your doctor talk to you, that's in. And that's something that we all use. I really caught on during the lockdown. But these 360-degree body scans are also like telemedicine. You can meet with your doctor that way someday. The doctor will have these stats at his or her disposal because you're standing on this. I just don't know how far along, really, these things are. At this point, the companies will demo it and say, this is coming, but I don't have a price yet. I don't have...
But the data collection has begun. I mean, they're going to know every single thing about your body, and I'm sure insurance companies will be really interested in that. Privacy out the window. Let's go!
Absolutely. I mean, these things, like, when a company says, and this is something as someone who, you know, a different thing I cover is privacy and security in the tech world, obviously, not just the cool gadgets. And when a company says, hey, we want to give you a smartwatch or, you know, something like that, that's dangerous because they're tracking your health. And do you want your company to know your health so it can put some data into some insurance company's, you know, backseat? I just don't know. These are really interesting things, and they're fascinating, and data is fascinating, but do we want to step in front of a full-length mirror that is maybe connected somewhere?
And I mean, obviously we do. We need to look at each ourselves more. But
I guess the short answer is yes, right. We do.
Yeah, hold on. I mean, think about it. I realize some of this technology isn't proven yet, but just the simple heart health thing can let you know you might need to go to a doctor. You're not pumping correctly. And you might be on the verge of a heart attack. Imagine that saves your watch, saves your life.
Yeah.
And this thing, check it, just get on the scale daily and it gives you a quick checkup. It would be worth it just for that. Well, I don't know how much it costs, but you know.
Right.
And if they can get better technology, that's amazing.
No, no, and I have a smartwatch myself. I love it. I check it. It tells me, you know, if I'm running, how my heart rate is or how many steps I've taken. It's turned me into a numbers guy all of a sudden. I find this stuff fascinating, but I just use it for me. I'm not posting any of this. And but yeah, if these things have saved people, you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes people will be like, whoa, I didn't realize that, you know, what I thought was just sort of an exciting day turns out to be, you know, too high of a heart rate. I'm at risk of something. And then they go in and get checked and it finds out, yes, they do have something.
You got a blockage and we got to get a stent in there immediately. And all of a sudden you go, that dumb scale thing I stand on just saved my life.
Yep.
Yeah, it may be. And maybe the doctor
future.
Can be looking at you right away in some
right. As in, it's like, I'm calling the doctor on you right now. I'm your mirror and I have spoken. Here's your doctor. Go.
Who's the fairest one of all? Yes.
Right.
Hey, Scott, thank you so much
Scott
for being
Budman,
on with us.
Everybody.
Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. We have him on as often as we can. And we always appreciate your updates on the latest technology. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you so
Anytime,
much, Scott.
You guys. Take it easy.
All right.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.